Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So they raided Mar-a-Lago, as you know, but it turns out not everybody thought it was a good idea within the FBI. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. This is our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and we're going to keep the camera rolling. I decided we're going to keep the camera rolling till 7 o'clock from now until the end of the week, which is Friday, where we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right? So make sure you join us for that because it's going to be a great show. And I want to see you there live this coming Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, our last official show of the year. Okay? Please do that. There's no one better at breaking stories like this than Brooke Singman from Fox News. And she joins us now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Brooke, my friend, thank you for making time on a busy day. You're in high demand. So thank you so much.
Rich, it's awesome to be on with you. Thanks for having me. And thank you for following all of my work because, I think we care about the same things. And you teased right as you went to the commercial break what types of documents you think were maybe in Mar-a-Lago back in August 2022. And you reminded me of something that was my theory, too. But I haven't thought of that theory in a while. And I think it's really going to help the reporting of this as we continue on, and what you said for those listeners who weren't tuned into the commercial or before the commercial break, you said maybe there were documents from the Russia probe in Mar-a-Lago that the DOJ wanted to get. I don't know, but hopefully we can get to the bottom of it. But, again, every time we come on and talk, it is because this DOJ and FBI are declassifying documents and answering a lot of questions that we've had for many, many years now.
Yeah, there's a lot to this. And so first of all, if you want to follow Brooke, and you should, I highly recommend it, at Brooke Singman with an E. So Brooke with an E, Singman, Fox News digital political correspondent and reporter. So you tweeted out today, exclusive, the FBI did not believe it had probable cause to raid President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in 2022, but moved forward amid pressure from the Biden DOJ with an official saying he didn't give a damn about the optics of the search, and a link to the article. What's fascinating about that tweet is that it was retweeted today by the FBI director, Kash Patel, who retweeted you, Brooke Singman, and said, it's true. We just turned over documents to Capitol Hill to be made public, showing the FBI told DOJ they did not have probable cause for raiding President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, but DOJ didn't give a damn and did it anyway. Brooke, I tell you what, I don't know how else of a way you can measure a good day, but when the FBI director retweets you, quote tweets you, I should say, so kudos to you.
Thank you. It's definitely fun when you have the leaders of those agencies, following the work and making sure that, that they're basically confirming the reporting. Because a lot of times when you're a reporter and you're getting these documents that have just been declassified, you're not able to publish them because, you know, you don't want to give away your sourcing and whatever. But to have the FBI director confirm my reporting for me, that was great. Because if you go to my story on FoxNews.com, it's all me quoting from these declassified documents. I was not able to publish them, but I did, in fact, have the opportunity to review them. Now, those documents, it was 26 pages of emails that the FBI and DOJ had gone through and declassified regarding the Mar-a-Lago raid back in August 2022. So these emails begin in June of 2022, and they're between special agents at the FBI Washington field office and other agents within the FBI, as well as DOJ officials. But a lot of these emails are really between FBI agents about whether or not they really felt they had probable cause. So you remember, you know, NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, started going after President Trump for records back, I believe it was, I'm going to get this date wrong, but it was the beginning of 2023. And so they were in communication with Trump's attorneys. And, you know, Trump's attorneys went through Mar-a-Lago, made sure that the president had turned over any potentially classified records that he may have accidentally taken from the White House. You never know what's classified and what's not. I mean, you could have a napkin that's classified. I'm joking. You can't have a napkin that's classified. But the FBI took a napkin from Mar-a-Lago. Like, what are you talking about? So,
didn't they say that Trump wrote, like, battle plans to invade Iran on the back of it or something stupid like that?
Yes, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this must be classified, and he took it. It's like, really? Let's use our brains here. But these FBI agents, you know, I feel for the FBI in the last decade, because, and I've spoken with a lot of FBI agents under this administration now. Obviously, the FBI is supposed to be totally independent of any political administration. And a lot of people think of the FBI and go, oh, crooked cops, because of what we saw with the Russia probe and what we saw with the raid on Mar-a-Lago. But here you have it in black and white, these FBI agents saying, we don't have any probable cause. There's one person saying that there are more classified records within within Mar-a-Lago. There's really no need to execute on this search warrant. Let's call Trump's lawyers and let's ask them to turn over additional documents if we believe that they're in there. So really, it was kind of a reasonable assessment from the FBI agents involved. But according to their conversations with DOJ officials, they quote unquote didn't give a damn about the optics of raiding a former president of the United States home, and they just wanted it to be done. But realistically, Rich, I do think they did give a damn about the optics, and the optics were supposed to be a raid on Trump's home, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Look, Brooke,
what I mean? I mean, they wanted it.
Yeah, no, Brooke, you're exactly right. Brooke Singman's with us, Fox News digital reporter, and great piece today at FoxNews.com that she's written about this entire ordeal. Brooke, they put props down. Remember the props to say classified and other things to make it look like that? All right, so let's back up here. We talked about FBI agents are saying there's not enough probable cause. Your piece goes into great length about this, and DOJ says we don't give a damn, do it anyway. Somebody at DOJ wanted something, so it's either A, they just wanted this raid to make people think that Donald Trump was a bad guy, and they wanted the optics of it for that reason. Or B, they were looking to retrieve something. And my theory has always been on this, that they were documents related to Crossfire Hurricane, which is Russiagate and the Russiagate hoax. Now, I know it's something that's hard to prove, but in all your research, have you been able to ascertain that there may be merit to believing that?
Not yet, but I really want to find that because that would make a heck of a lot of sense. But what I want to do is just take everybody back to what you just mentioned about somebody at the DOJ wanted something. Well, let's just remember that the person that signed off on the search warrant personally was Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
So does that mean that Attorney General Merrick Garland was receiving some type of direction or possibly pressure from the Biden White House? I don't know, but those are certainly questions that we are asking now. I mean, who directed this? Why? Because as we just discussed, the FBI agents thought it would be perfectly reasonable to just say, hey, Trump attorneys, you know, are there more records over there? Because if there are, could you turn them over?
And there's a whole civil process for doing so, for NARA, the National Archives and Record Administration, to get those documents back without sending in heavily armed agents. That's the other piece of your story today, Brooke, that I found fascinating, was where they're emailing and talking about having the use of force, and they, right, they realized it was going to be. And I have to wonder how much of that was a CYA, because there's no way they ever thought they were going to be going and having some sort of an armed standoff with the United States Secret Service or anything like that. I mean, this isn't Trump's private security detail and he's a drug lord and they're going in to get cocaine. I mean, it's so absurd. And yet they document all that.
Right. They do. And, you know, of course, I would be remiss because I covered this initially back in 2024 when it was revealed to me that the documents calling for, you know, before the search warrant was executed, used the language for authorization of deadly force. And so when I first saw that, I thought, oh, my God, they needed authorization of deadly force to break into the president's home and go through his personal items and medical records and things that could be considered attorney-client privilege. It's crazy. Granted, that language did also appear in search warrants for that Biden raid it was a little different. I'm not going to call it a Biden raid because Biden was able to, you know, when FBI agents went through his materials, he was able to be present or his lawyers were able to be there. So it just once again is just a total double standard in terms of how law enforcement was really weaponized against President Trump. So when it comes to what type of documents they were hoping to find, I really did think back then, oh my goodness, why are they going through his things? Do they think he took Russia documents that would be damaging to the likes of Hillary Clinton and others, which, you know, I don't believe that those documents were there. But as we've seen and talked about many times on your show, there are some pretty damning documents that have come out that we've broken about what the Obama administration and the intelligence community was doing, weaponizing just the entire intelligence community and law enforcement community against Trump in his first administration and onwards. So this was a pretty explosive piece, I believe. When you have agents who are the ones doing the legwork on something, who believe that they do not have probable cause to go raid a former president of the United States home, yet the DOJ says they don't give a damn, do it anyway. I mean, that's pretty explosive to me.
And think about it too, Brooke. As you've said many times, this had never been done before. We've never done this to a former president of the United States before. It never happened. So, if you're doing a regular old search warrant of somebody's home, you make sure there's probable cause. You check all the boxes. You go to a judge. You get the warrant. You make sure that it's there. If there's any doubt, you would hope that the government would not do that. The Fourth Amendment, you would hope, would triumph and that would not occur. when you're dealing with a former president who also could potentially be the future president, you would hope that would be a double checking the boxes there, just because of the precedent that it sets for future administrations to start weaponizing law enforcement against our political enemies. And I think a lot of these agents were very cognizant of that fact. I get that sense from your reporting.
Right. I do believe that as well. And like I said, I've spoken with a lot of agents who are working under the leadership of Director Kash Patel. And I'm like, how is it feeling? What is the climate like now? And they say that they feel really happy because they're able to do their jobs according to the law. They also said that I asked one specific agent, I won't disclose who, I said, how does it feel to be able to do your job now? And how did it feel to be basically constantly attacked by lawmakers and the public who believed that the FBI was being led by, you know, crooked actors? And the person said it really hurt because these FBI agents, men and women, are putting their lives on the line every day to keep this country safe. And when you have somebody at the helm who is directing them to act in political ways, I mean, that has to be very difficult. So, I'm sure there's more to come here, and I'm sure we will be able to uncover, I hope, more, because it seems, and I'm very grateful for this, because I think people like you and I really, maybe the mainstream media has finished talking about it or they're over it, but I'm not over it because I still have so many questions about the Russiagate, Crossfire Hurricane investigation, and the Mar-a-Lago probe, and so many others, so... you know, I think it's great that we're able to continue to ask for answers and continue to at least get some information.
And this all comes as well as when Senator Chuck Grassley put out his report that the FBI, the DOJ, did not pursue an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. They buried that. So there's so much weapon.
Back in 2017, remember, Uranium One? And it just got shut down. It just, like, it's just crazy.
It's like, Brooke, you've been on the cutting edge of this, and I'm grateful for it, which is why I always love, you know, and appreciate how generous you are with your time. But this is the kind of thing you peel back one layer after another. And part of the weaponization of government, I think, is not only going after your political enemies, but covering up the crimes of the political friends that you have, too.
Sure.
That's also weaponization of government.
Totally. Absolutely. And people forget that. But it is true. And it's just it goes even deeper than what we know, I'm sure. And, you know, a lot of people in our line of work say, OK, move on. And I actually was talking to somebody the other day who is a Republican. And I was talking about a lot of my reporting. And he's like, ugh, everybody should just move on. Move on. Leave me alone. Leave these people alone. And I'm like, wait a second. People need to know what happened here so that it doesn't happen again, but also such an incredible time in our American history, because, you know, maybe it doesn't feel like history right now, but it's going to be history later if, Rich, you and I continue to ask questions, then the answers come out and it becomes history, right? If
well,
we just let it be, then the wrong story is going to become history, and then that's not what we want.
And we don't want this to ever happen again, and that's the key. And the only way we can make sure it never happens again is if we get the truth out there and people know. And that's exactly what you're doing. Well, great job on this piece, Brooke Singman. I retweeted it. We'll post it. But most importantly, Kash Patel retweeted it. So that's huge. Brooke Singman, Fox News digital and political reporter and correspondent. Follow her at Brooke Singman. You definitely want to follow her for all this breaking news. Great stuff, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rich. And you retweeting it is still a pretty darn big deal for me.
Eh, it's like, you know, I mean, but you're very kind. You're very kind to say that, Brooke Singman. You're very kind. All right, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
I'm the lesser retweet. Let's be honest. I'm the lesser retweet, but it's okay. It's all right. It's still cool. All right. So we're keeping the camera rolling. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything, but I mean, yeah. Kash Patel. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, and you did too, Rich. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Oh, man. All right, what do I have to do here? Anything? Or am I done? Okay. Thank you, Justin. I'm still reading all those YouTube comments. Wow. Dr. Mike Venere is going to give you a beautiful smile. It's what he does. You have benefits that may be expiring at the end of the year. Make sure you use them or lose them. So reach out to Dr. Mike today by going to VenereaDental.com or 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. More to come in our fourth and final hour here on the show is Cape May Week. We'll be there Friday. I want to see you there because I love this audience and I need you there. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay. So Kamala Harris may be getting ready to gear up for another run for the presidency. Yes, God, please. Thank you. Yes, run, Kamala, run. I'm your biggest supporter. Please run. Run. The gift that keeps on giving, huh? No, there's a story about this, that Kamala Harris is hinting at a presidential bid. I mean, she's the worst candidate in the history of politics, and she's going to run again? Okay. The first hint was the expansion of her book tour that nobody read, her stupid book called 107 Days. On December 10th, Harris announced the expansion of her tour into 2026, where she'll visit a number of American cities, many of which are hubs for black voters. Black voters have a decisive voting bloc in recent Democratic presidential primaries, and recent poll shows Kamala Harris is strong among the demographic. That's a lie. She does not have a strong hook in the demographic, maybe with black women, but not with black men. She's underwater with black men. No way. In another move, December 12th, Harris and her husband, Doug, the beta male, appeared at the Democrat National Convention's winter meeting in Los Angeles, where Harris made a speech with an updated message. She criticized both parties, saying that they failed to hold the public's trust, saying government is viewed as fundamentally unable to meet the needs of people. People are done with the status quo, and they're ready to break things to force change. Now, in her case, speaking of wine glass after she's had too many and drops one, but she also took a shot at President Donald Trump, and she also took a shot, arguing that he's a symptom of a bigger problem. Is Kamala Harris running for president? Apparently, it looks like it. Her spokesperson, Kristen Allen, told Axios that Harris will approach 2028 with the same commitment that anchored 2025, listening to the American people, reflecting where leadership has fallen short, and helping shape the path forward beyond this political moment, as well as supporting efforts to win back Democrat majorities in the House and the Senate. DNC Chair Ken Martin introduced beta male Doug Emhoff as the former second gentleman and quipped that he could be the first future gentleman. Right, and I could fly home tonight and make my life a whole lot easier. Maybe that'll work for me. And terrible candidates. I mean, these are bad, really bad, bad candidates. Charlemagne the God thinks Jasmine Crockett is the one that the Democrat Party should be leaning into right now. This is what I say. I mean, the Democrat Party's nuts because it's not just the elected officials who are nuts. It's also the party. It's the base. The base is crazy. Let's understand that. And this is a great example of this when you've got people like Charlemagne the God. He's not the God or the God. He's a God. Little Groundhog Day. Thanks, Johnny Cook, for setting me straight on that in the first hour. But here's cut number 10. Take a listen.
Jasmine Crockett is actually what the Democrats should be leaning into, mm-hmm. like, because she is a phenomenal messenger. And some people just got it. Like, some people just have a different anointing on them. You don't know why certain people, you know, cause folks to gravitate towards them. To me, it's more than Jasmine Crockett having that moment with Marjorie Taylor Greene when she was like bad bleach body or whatever it is. Like, if you watch her in these congressional meetings, like, she's always on message about something. I was watching her yesterday and she was, you know, just blatantly, she was like, yo, Donald Trump is racist and this whole administration is racist and it starts at the top. And she just broke down example after example of why she just said what she said. You heard them gasp at first, but then she broke down example of example of why she feels the way she feels. Mm-hmm. But it was all rooted in how, yo, they just don't care about what's going on with the poor and disenfranchised. They don't care that y'all not getting y'all checks, you know, during the government shutdown. They don't care that the SNAP benefits, you know, are going to be gone on November 1st. They don't care about none of that.
They care about that ballroom.
And just the fact that she was able to articulate that in that 3-minute clip that I saw, and it was so powerful and so provocative, and you understood what the root of her issue was. And she got you by just saying, Donald Trump is racist, and this administration is racist, and let me tell you why. And then you get into all of the issues. I'm like, yo, you need somebody like Jasmine Crockett. She is the most effective messenger that the Democratic Party has right now. And they need to be using her as a Trojan horse. And you know what? I hate how Democrats treat her.
I do, too.
You know what? I agree. She should be the candidate in 2028, Jasmine Crockett. You talk me into it, Charlemagne. I'm in. In fact, I say a Kamala Harris and Jasmine Crockett ticket. And I'm all for it. Yes, I will endorse that ticket right now, right here, right now. Sign those two up together. Yes, that is a winning combination. Please run together, you two crazy lunatics who just spew word salads and nonsense and divide people. Meanwhile, in reality land, J.D. Vance was in Pennsylvania. He will be running in 2028. And J.D. Vance taking on, could you imagine a debate with J.D. Vance against either Kamala Harris or Jasmine Crockett? Of course, Jasmine Crockett would first have to, you would imagine, win the Senate in Texas. But that's not the case. No, that's not the case. She doesn't have to. She could just run statewide. She'll get all this recognition for saying crazy things. My theory goes like this. Right now, the Democrats are trying to find these Trumpish, Trumpian candidates who are very much like him. They throw bombs and they say whatever comes to their mind, and they're all about tearing things up. And we've watched several Democrats try to play this game. Gavin Newsom tried it, failed spectacularly at doing it. The problem, though, is that Trump has a lot of policies that actually are pretty moderate. Some have been criticized by conservatives. These people, they may sound Trumpish in their delivery, but their policies are extreme, left, progressive, and kooky. But they don't care. The Democrat Party doesn't care. All they want are bomb throwers at this point. They want bomb throwers to scream impeachment and to go after Trump and say he's a racist and call him Hitler and call him a Nazi. That's all they care about. That's it. She's going to, I mean, she'll blow spectacularly in Texas, but it doesn't matter. She'll get so much recognition out of it. She'll get so much recognition. Yeah, but you know, Matt, about that James Tallarico thing, the party seems to be now propping her up over him because of all his weird porn accounts that you mentioned.
She actually might be a better candidate than him only because of the, he got caught following a bunch of accounts that belong to prostitutes, adult film actresses, and OnlyFans models, which is especially problematic because he portrays himself as a devout Christian.
Yeah, Christian Democrat James Tallarico caught following OnlyFans models and porn actresses, including a bisexual Latina cyber slut. For the record,
that might hurt his election prospects.
For the record, bisexual Latina cyber slut was my Fleetwood Mac cover band name in college. All right. So, and we were a hit at the VU in College Park. I'm just saying. So,
probably got a lot of Google hits.
We didn't have Google back then, but we did, we would have crushed it. And thank God we didn't have Google or cameras back then. Because I was the lead singer in that band, which was known as Bisexual Latina Cyber Sluts. But our cover of Rihanna, people are still talking about it to this day. Not that anyone remembers anything that ever took place at the VU in College Park, but you get the point. The devout Christian Democrat, who is the frontrunner in the U.S. Senate race in Texas, or was, has been caught following even more prostitutes and porn stars on Instagram, including one who flaunts herself as a bisexual Latina cyber slut. James Tallarico, an Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary student who serves in the State House, was exposed last week for following numerous prostitutes and adult film actresses and OnlyFans models and even exchanging messages with at least one of them. For the record, he tried to exchange messages with all of them, but only one would write him back. He's 36. He's known for his viral sermons where he uses the gospel to push his broad brand of radical leftist politics. He is the biggest fundraiser in the primary race, blah, 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 blah. The Post uncovered even more naughty follows from the faith-forward Democrat. Alina Lopez offers clients the full girlfriend experience starting at $2,000 an hour on her escort page. Now, the full girlfriend experience is when apparently, and why anyone would want this, I don't really know, but they'll kiss with tongue. But you can pay for that, apparently. He also follows models like Zoe Poo, whose Instagram page links to her OnlyFans.
What's her last name?
Zoe Poo. P-U-G-H.
That's a little bit better, I guess. It's still concerning.
And former Love Island contestant Valerie Bragg, who links to OnlyFans on her threads. I love to play, and I'm dangerously addictive. Subscribe at your own risk, Bragg writes in her OnlyFans page. Tallarico's campaign spokesman J.T. Ennis said the candidate has not had any interactions with these women. He just likes following them and imagining interactions with these women. The social media team follows back and engages with supporters who have large followings and does not investigate their backgrounds. Oh, really? Hard to tell what their backgrounds are when you look at their pictures and they're all tatted out in bikinis and basically, yeah, he doesn't judge, though. He says he doesn't judge. So, yeah, and so there's that. What a faithful man. So Jasmine Crock is probably going to wind up winning the primary, lose spectacularly in Texas, and then run for president. It doesn't matter if she loses. That's the thing. She doesn't have to win. She just gets all this recognition because she's so crazy. And she is a viral machine. And yeah, people like me will be talking about her. That's what she's banking on. J.D. Vance said he's not worried about the political consequences of affordability. Yeah, Beto lost and still ran for president. Yeah, exactly. Right. But unlike Beto, though, she, O'Rourke was such a beta dude in every way, shape, and form. He lost, and he lost, and he kept running. I think she's purposely running now to lose and scream racism so that she can run again. I do. I think it's her whole plan. Her whole plan is to run, scream racism, that she's a black woman and couldn't get elected in Texas because of that. But America, don't be like Texas. I guarantee it. America, don't be like Texas will be her thing. So J.D. Vance is not worried, though, about the economy right now. And this is a point that I agree with. I think the pillars are there. I've said this before. Energy, reversing the war on energy, the record inflation, the spending, all of these things. It takes time. People understand that. And here's J.D. Vance on that point. This is cut number three.
Mr. Vice President, thanks for taking my question. I'm Hannah Brandt from News Nation. As I'm sure you know, recent polling shows most Americans don't approve of how the Trump administration is handling the economy. I hear what you're saying, that it's going to take time to fix things, but the political reality is that the midterms are next year. Are you worried that affordability is a political liability for your administration and for Republicans?
Look, I'm not worried about the politics because I believe fundamentally in the wisdom of the American people. When we go out there and we tell our story that gasoline and energy got way too high under Joe Biden's administration, but we've lowered the cost of energy, the American people will understand that. The American people know that. When we go out there and talk about the fact that the affordability crisis that happened under Joe Biden's administration made a lot of Americans poor and working every single day to put money back in their pocket, I think the American people will understand and agree with that. Of course, they're going to be the ones who make the final decision. But I feel very confident that if we keep wages high, we keep energy prices low, we keep on chipping away at the affordability crisis created by Joe Biden's administration, yes, I believe the American people are going to reward us because the American people are smart. They know Rome wasn't built in a day. They know what Joe Biden broke is not going to get fixed in a week. We got to stay with it. We got to keep on working on bringing good jobs and money back into the United States of America. And that will, it already has paid major dividends for the American people. It's going to pay a lot more in the year to come.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, then Republicans will get smoked in the midterms, and it's going to be an ugly 2 years as Democrats impeach everybody and impeach the president, and nothing gets done, and the American people will just be fed up. I'm optimistic. I believe things are going to be good. I think things will be good because the war on energy is over, and I think the war on energy has driven everything. I really do. I believe that. And you know, and smart people who have smarter than me that know the economy have said that too. I think that the Democrats purposely waged a war on energy because it was always about going after capitalism. It was never about the economy. or about the climate, I should say. They gave subsidies to all their friends, and it's been a disaster. That and the record spending. I mean, Biden's inflation, Biden's spending that was done, all of it. It's going to take time to get out of it. It is. People don't have a lot of patience. But I'm banking on by November of next year, things are better than they are now, because as energy prices fall, then the cost of goods go down, or people have more money in their pocket, so they don't feel as much if the price of goods don't come down. But a lot of the price of goods are tied to energy prices, you know, especially around food, as we've talked about before many times. So let me tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, my great friends over there, because I love Bob's. I love that they stand for freedom and they stand for liberty. And they've got some great specials this Christmas, including a $100 Bob's gift card for everybody on your list. $100 Bob's gift card, and you get $10 in Bob's bucks for each $100 you spend. How great is that? You can get gift cards in any amount, but you do the $100, you get the $10, and then you can use that all throughout 2026. Bob's is great. The people there are wonderful. They got the best selection of firearms anywhere. They got gear. They got coffee. You name it. And they have a range. And they have range-certified instructors to help you learn how to properly fire a firearm as well. And they're all about that. Teaching people how to use a gun properly and finding the best gun for them. That's what Bob's is all about. So I'd love for you to see them, and I'd love for you to go say hello. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. Also, the perfect place to host a holiday get-together or a New Year's Eve or New Year's get-together for the early part of next year. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, but your group is going to have an unforgettable time, unforgettable experience. Spots are filling up very quickly, so you want to reach out to Bob's as soon as possible to secure your spot. You don't need any experience. That's the great thing about it, is you don't need any experience. You don't need a firearms ID card. All you got to do is show up and learn. And that's the beautiful thing about Bob's. So the December special they have right now, for every $100 gift card purchase, like I mentioned, you get an additional $10 in Bob's bucks to use for all of 2026. And if you're a last minute shopper, they are open Christmas Eve from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So get going and get to Bob's. They stand with us. They support freedom, the Second Amendment, and you cannot find a better selection of firearms, ammo, gear, all the essentials you need than Bob's Little Sports Shop. Visit them at bobslittlesportshop.com. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Matt, I owe you an apology. By the way, Justin, great Fleetwood Mac there after my cover band. Matt, I owe you an apology. I am genuinely sorry from the bottom of my heart. I really am sorry.
I mean, there's numerous things you could apologize for, but I'm curious which one you've latched on to.
Well, all this time I've been telling the audience you have a fake girlfriend, and that's not the case.
No, she's real. You've met her. She was at the Cape May broadcast last year.
Well, I met a woman there. I don't know if it was her or not, but it actually turns out we have video of your girlfriend. And my apologies to you for this time alleging that she was fake.
Oh, so I'm curious as to what this video consists of.
This is cut 17. This is a woman. Your girlfriend went up to a Target employee. We caught this on video. This is amazing here. So let's watch. Cut 17.
Why?
They let you wear that shirt here?
Yes. Why are you taking my picture?
Why are you wearing that shirt? You're working. It's not
a
Target
shirt. It's a red shirt. I can wear any red shirt.
It's not a plain shirt.
It doesn't have to be.
It's a Charlie Kirk shirt.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Are you stupid?
No.
Why the would you wear that? You're at work at Target. That's not a Target shirt. It's not a plain red shirt. You support a racist.
It's not racist.
Now, Matt, is your girlfriend the one berating the woman, or is your girlfriend the one wearing the Charlie Kirk shirt? Because I can't.
She's neither, but if I had to choose, I think I would rather hang out with the Target employee. She seems nice. That other woman is nasty.
I mean, the Target employee is about 106 years old, but
she's not. Okay, she's not a looker, but she seems like a nice woman.
That other woman is just mean. Damn.
Oh, she's so mean. It gets worse, too, if you want to hear more of it.
Sure.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to stand here and argue with you.
You're not. You should go get your manager. You should not be allowed to wear that at work. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Could you imagine being married to a woman like that?
She's so mean.
And you should not be allowed to wear that.
The Target employee is just folding clothes.
That's insane.
Yeah, she's like a woman with her second. This woman doesn't want to be working at her age. She probably has to be working at her age. Either that or she's trying to get the hell out of the house, away from her husband. But, and then to berate this poor woman who's just doing her job and folding clothes. That's like this. I wish we could see who the girl was with the camera.
I'm sure she's a real beaut.
Yeah. I mean, just to go up to somebody like that, just trying to do their friggin' job, and then just harass them like that because you don't like their political shirt, their shirt that they're wearing.
I hope Target, hooks up that poor employee with some sort of holiday bonus because she kept her cool, and I thought she was very polite given the circumstances.
I
couldn't have been friendlier.
Yeah, she deserves a raise, that woman. She does. She's a model employee. Good for her. We should follow up on that story, but not now because we're done. So, thank God. It's been a long show. But Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. And I hear a great guest is coming up with Jimmy Failla a little bit later in his show. I heard. Well, it's me, but you know, you should keep listening because it's me. And maybe Linda Kearns won't bump us. Anyway, all right, have a great rest of your night. Veneria, Dr. Mike Veneria, best guy, and go see him for your beautiful smile. You deserve it, all right? Dr. Mike Veneria, who I was texting with earlier today, and he and I are going to get together and hang out, and he'd love to see you for a beautiful smile, so go see him for the smile you deserve. Have a great rest of your night. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli, and thank you so much. You have value. You mean everything. We don't take it for granted here. We appreciate you very, very much, so thank you for listening, and I appreciate the whole team of Justin. Have a great night. Thank you so much for listening. I can't even say it with a straight face at this point. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.